Do you know where your real business constraint is? If you spend more time finding the right problem, you can unlock some serious growth. Hey, I'm Spencer Powell, CEO over at Builder Funnel, and we are on our way to generating $1 billion in revenue for our clients. Hit subscribe to follow along. So I just finished reading a great book. It's called The Goal by, I'm going to butcher this name. I'll do my best with it. It's The Goal by Eliyahu Goldratt, and he talks about the theory of constraints. Super good book. I definitely recommend it. And as a side benefit, it was actually really nice because it's a business book told as a story, which I really don't bump into those very often. And so it made it a lot easier to read. It went a lot faster, a little more interesting. And I kind of wish actually more business books did that. I kind of told them, made their points through a story. So I really enjoyed it on a couple of fronts. A lot of applications to business that were timely, but also just enjoyable to read. So anyway, business books, I tend to read a lot of them, and it just sometimes it just feels like you're going slower because they're pretty dense and you're learning. And so it's not as maybe a relaxing of a reading session as fiction or something like that. But as I was reading this and thinking about some of the conversations I've had, I've noticed something talking to a lot of remodelers. And there's a big issue around constraints in most remodelers' businesses. And after surveying many, many of our clients, reading through those, the two most common that I could see from the outside, obviously I'm not inside all of these businesses, so there are probably other constraints, but the two most common problems or issues, things that were bubbling up to the surface, were one, quantity and quality of leads, and two, finding good talent. So if you're listening to this, my guess is that you may have one of these issues right now. And the remodeling and custom home business is basically, the way I see it, is it's a seesaw back and forth from these two constraints. So if you have capacity, then your constraint is marketing and sales, right? You don't have enough leads, or the leads aren't quality enough, or you aren't closing your leads. Now, those are individual problems that you would want to dig into. But on the marketing and sales front, that's your constraint, is you have capacity. You would be able to handle more revenue. You could do more work. You could make more profit. You just don't have enough leads. Or you're getting plenty of leads, but you don't have enough people or the right people to deliver the work you're closing. And so it's really this seesaw between those two buckets. Now, those buckets can be pretty big. So there's probably an underlying constraint within that, right? If you're getting lots of leads, but they're all leads that are not in line with your ideal projects, then okay, then we have a quality. Or maybe you're really not closing very well. And so we need to look into the sales side of things to see how you're actually following up with leads, pursuing leads, uncovering pain, moving people into the next stage and getting them into, you know, a design agreement or some type of commitment. There may be an issue there. But it's basically the seesaw between not enough leads, not closing enough deals, and then not having enough or the right people to do the work. And last year, I uncovered a constraint in our business, and we worked really hard on solving that, and we grew 32%. And so that was like one big thing, one big lever. And now we have uncovered that we have hit a new constraint. And so we're in the middle of solving that right now. And we are on track at this stage to grow another 25 to 40% this year. And it's interesting because obviously there's lots of like micro problems, little issues within the business. You're always trying to improve things, work on smoothing things out. But as with many things in life, if you can get the big things right, it kind of takes care of a lot of the rest. And so finding the right constraint, really looking at your business and trying to identify like what is the actual thing that's holding me back right now. And if you focus all of your efforts on solving that problem, you're probably going to unlock some big growth. And so walking through this a little bit, if you're facing the first constraint, you know, marketing and sales, see if you can identify if the problem is marketing, so you're not getting enough leads, or maybe it's sales, you aren't doing a good job following up with existing leads, maybe you don't have the sales skills to close at a really solid rate. We just looked at one of our clients' conversion rates through the funnel, and their close rate was 7.7%. Yikes. They thought they needed more leads, but they really, really need to fix their sales process. And again, because they kind of thought they were closing about 25%. And it just goes to show you, we don't want to make decisions on feeling. You really have to track this stuff, because sometimes you have a sense of something, and maybe you're closer than, you know, 7.7 versus 25%. Hopefully you are, but it just goes to show you too, like, you can have a feeling, but if you don't actually track it and track it consistently, then you don't actually know. You're making a pretty educated guess because you're close to the system, you're close to what's going on. But again, thinking about, okay, if I'm not closing enough business, then it's probably in that marketing and sales bucket. However, it could be in the delivery bucket. Maybe you think that's the problem, but maybe you're getting lots of 1 and 2 star reviews. And so that's actually the problem to fix. But again, really trying to spend time finding the constraint, because if you spend a little bit more time there and you actually find it, then all of your focused efforts towards solving it, is that's where you're going to unlock the big, big outsized return. I mean, think about this example where this particular client is closing at 7.7%. Keep in mind, this company is north of $10 million in sales. And if they can take their close rate even up to 10%, you know, that is, let's see, 2.3 divided by 7.7. That's another 30%. That's going to add probably $2 to $4 million in sales for them, doing nothing different on the marketing side, getting the same number of leads, just closing at a better rate. That's a big lever. And so that's the thing that you want to know. And then you'd say, well, gosh, would I spend $50,000 bringing in a sales coach to train my team and work on that? Like, absolutely you would. So finding that constraint, really important. And so once you know that constraint, that's where you push really hard. So if it's not enough leads, you need more marketing. If you aren't following up with the leads or you're not closing well, then hey, you might need another salesperson. Maybe you're the only one doing sales and you can't dedicate the time to the follow-up, or you might need to hire that sales coach or that sales trainer to bring your close rates up. But most likely, you just need to make one big move, and that will free up the constraint. And then you will just naturally grow until you hit another one, and you'll hit another constraint. And so maybe at that point, your constraint is people. And so if that's a constraint you have, push really hard there. Like, a good example is, I think, because this is one of the two problems that we hear most often, is just, I can't find good enough people. I would really take a hard look at how you're pursuing finding good people, because your hiring process is really just a marketing and sales process, but on the people side. You are marketing your company to talent that is out there. And so you need to have a compelling job description, a compelling mission, compelling reasons why somebody would want to work at your company. And then you're promoting that, right? You're posting that job everywhere. And so this becomes your hiring funnel. And so I do want to just give you a quick snapshot of one of our job descriptions, just to give you a sense of how we write them, because I think spending, again, extra time up front to really nail the job description, why somebody would want to work at your company, can go a long way. I mean, we recently posted a job that we were hiring for, and within 24 hours, we had over 100 applicants. Now, granted, a lot of them we were weeding out because they weren't a good fit, but they're... If you can get the description right and you can create a really compelling front end for why somebody would want to join your company, and then you post it, you can find really good people. So I'm just going to read. Our job description actually starts with why Builder Funnel. It says, our mission is to foster growth in individuals and companies. This includes and starts with our team. If you join Builder Funnel, expect to change, improve, and grow. You should be a new person every 12 months. Our core values are our guiding force. We are a better team and better people because of them. They help us make difficult decisions, and they remind us of the path that we choose for ourselves every day. Always be learning, deliver positive customer experiences, achieve more together, do the right thing, always be teaching, always be pushing the limits. We push the limits of what it means to be a progressive marketing agency. We're revolutionizing both the agency life and the construction industry. From our unmatched expert level work and focus on learning to healthy work-life balance and flexible remote work schedules, we desire our team members to love the work they do and work at a place they love. And then we continue to go on and talk about some of the perks of the Builder Funnel team when you join. And then we actually get into the job description and the role and what's required. But we lead with why do you want to do that role here, right? Because chances are, if you're hiring for, you know, a project manager position, a designer, a carpenter, like they can do that role anywhere. So why at your company? And we found by putting that at the front, that actually does a great job of pulling a lot of people in. And then if that doesn't sound good to people, right, if they're like, oh, those are not my core values, like they generally are not going to apply. And so once you've really nailed that description of your company and then the role that you're hiring for, like post that everywhere, right? That's your hiring funnel. And in marketing, we talk about attracting leads and customers, and you need the same thing on the hiring side. You're attracting talent. We actually use we use Indeed, and we use the one-way interviews. That really speeds up the process. And, you know, if you get 100 applicants, generally a lot of them won't even do the one-way interviews if you send it back to them. So, you know, oh, they haven't even crossed over that hurdle. Like they're probably not a good fit. But then we have very specific interview questions for each role. We clearly state our expectations up front of what we need from the role. And then after that, we drill in for skills and core value match. They interview with multiple team members. And again, just kind of going through some of our process in case it helps add some pieces and parts to the current process that you're using. But if you can't take on more work right now because you don't have capacity, then your constraint is most likely people related. And so that's the big thing that you need to unlock, because you'll say, well, gosh, we're turning away work, or we're having to book people out too far. And so they're actually going somewhere else, then that's a good time to take a look at, hey, do we want to bring on people so that we can put more revenue in the same 12 months and grow our business? And so looking at your business through this lens of finding the constraints and de-bottlenecking them, it's been super helpful for me. My hope is that kind of talking through some of these is that this helps you think through some areas in your business as well, to see if you can really identify what is the big constraint in your business that you can solve today. So let me know. Shoot me a note over at radio@builderfunnel.com. What do you think the biggest constraint in your business is right now? I'd love to hear from you. And again, if you want a free copy of my book, The Remodeler Marketing Blueprint, go ahead and leave a review of the podcast, and then make sure when you email in to radio@builderfunnel.com, just put radio in the subject line and then put your mailing address in the body copy of the email. We're not checking reviews, so just do it on the honor system. If you left a review, go ahead and throw your mailing address in the email and we will ship you out a copy. So radio@builderfunnel.com. And with that, I'll see you next time here on Builder Funnel Radio.